KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship. McCarthy and Nedweski.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard that would trip grooming?
Does it fit the definition of immoral conduct?
I don't know.
This will not be the end of this story. We'll continue to follow developments. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks tomorrow night. They kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership. Family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers, Matt Arnold, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
No fear here. Just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, all talk, no assembly required.
You want smart talk? You came to the right place. You want well-behaved hosts? Yeah, that's not happening. John and Gordy are back, armed with microphones, coffee, and way too much confidence. This is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Waiting for the studio to be completed one of these years. And so, you know, our headphone jack amplifier has probably the shortest lead-in cords under the table.
You can't be moved.
You can't move it very far, so you have to reach across the table and maybe even get on the table.
You really shouldn't touch it at all.
Which I just did, you know, just to get the volume turned up.
It's all good.
I just can't.
It's good exercise first thing in the morning.
You know what? You're right.
Stretch.
It was a good stretch.
It was.
And I understand that if you you stretch, you better stretch for at least 30 seconds or else it doesn't do any good.
No
30
kidding.
Seconds of that stretch. Hold it.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. I you know.
Is that from Jack LaLanne?
No. It'd be fun to see what they thought exercise was back then.
Back in the 50s?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. But here's you know, here's the thing. I have Men's Health, and I don't know where I got that.
The magazine? What do you mean you have?
No, it's a email bulletin that I get, and it might be. I thought it was that magazine. Yeah. You're right, but it isn't. It's something else, and it may be Mayo Clinic or something like that. But they send me emails maybe you know 3-4 times a week, and I read through it. And it's geared toward men. Mm. You know their health, what happens to them at each
stage.
Older decade.
Yeah.
So you know it's really interesting, but you know you find out. Now, I resist aging.
Of course.
I mean, our brains don't age, right? But our bodies do, and they start collapsing. So,
what do you mean our brains don't age? They age.
Well,
they shrink. Your brain shrinks over time.
Yeah, but you don't really think. I mean, mentally, you really don't think you're older. But here's the thing. When you're looking at some of the exercises and the stretching exercises that they have for seniors, you know, I was insulted. Because I was in a very good exercise regimen at home when I was like 68, 69. I was just, you know, I was buff in a way.
Really?
I can't get buff. I don't have that kind of body. But... Yeah, I'm thin, normally thin, so it was good. And I was really exercising, but I'd look at the senior exercises, and I would just, what are they doing? You know, stretching? What kind of exercise is that, stretching? What are you doing? You make it seem like people can't, like, move or something like that. Now, as I keep getting older and older, I'm thinking, you know what? You got to do that.
Stretching.
That stretching thing. Yeah. And I always thought 30 seconds. Hold that stretch for 30 seconds. And, you know, it works. It does.
I think
it
that's, isn't that what Tai Chi is all about? Stretching?
Yes.
I think they have a lot of stretching moves.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
You move very slowly through these stretching moves, but it's, you know, it's good for you.
A long time ago, I was in karate. And every single class that we had
started with a stretch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you break a lot of boards?
I did not break a lot of. I was bad. I didn't even get. I didn't get any belt. I was out of there as quick as I came.
You didn't like it? Huh?
No, I did not, because I wasn't good.
Well, you know, when I was younger, like in my 20s, the big thing was taekwondo.
Oh yeah.
And I had grown up watching movies where karate was the answer to every fight.
Yeah.
You know. A karate chop would disable your opponent.
Man from Uncle.
Yeah.
I Spy.
I Spy.
A little karate chop to the back of the neck.
Now when I watch those movies, it's just funny. Yes. Or Matt Helm, right? I mean, that was the dumbest. You know, seeing Dean Martin try to be an action hero didn't work. Never worked.
Those were kind of tongue-in-cheek movies. I mean, they were kind of, you know, comedy almost.
Well, kind of. Yeah, oh, no, they were tongue-in-cheek, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Helm.
And In Like Flint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Coburn. James Coburn.
James Coburn. Yeah.
Which he was a strange dude.
He
was odd in Like Flint. But I'm thinking he seemed like that kind of guy. Mm. You know, he was into everything, a specialist in everything.
Yeah.
You know, the best foods, the best organic foods, the best energy supplies. You know, he was way ahead of the curve. But now it's coming back. In Like Flint is promoting it a lot. I don't know what streaming channel it was
In Like Flint or In Like Flynn?
No, Flint.
Okay.
It was a takeoff on In Like Flynn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, if you want to have some kind of, you know, light entertainment, check out the old spy movies like the Matt Helm series.
Fun
and
stuff.
In Like Flint, there were two movies, I believe, in that.
Yeah. All kind of taking off on 007. I mean, that was kind of the leading thing that everybody was emulating.
And whatever you do, don't let Bill Cosby turn you off to one of the great series of all time, I think, was I Spy.
Ah, yeah.
That was just
with Robert Culp.
Incredible. Yeah,
they were so good together.
They really were good together. Yeah. And Cosby would always win the Emmys.
Yeah. Robert Culp.
Robert Culp never did. And he directed, wrote episodes.
Yeah. He carried the whole series.
He really did.
Yeah.
And he was so cool. He was the tennis player, and Bill Cosby was his manager, and they traveled around the world spying.
Yeah.
But it was a great cover.
It was. Yeah. Great film. Great series. Yeah.
It was.
Well, here it is Friday. A little bit later on, we're going to check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get some of the news headlines of the day, and also Pam Yonke right around the corner here. We'll get the Midwest Food and Farm Report and find out what she's been up to. And Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview, some great local music happening around our area and around the region. He'll update us on that. And, of course, it's a Packers weekend. Packers are actually traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big Sunday night game, primetime Sunday night football. Weather today, we have a freeze warning in effect till 9 a.m. It's really quite cold out
there. No S-word.
No snow.
No S-word.
No snow. Not yet.
We'll
but
get
frost.
We'll be able to say that word pretty soon.
Frost on the windshield, so.
I would say no S.
Yeah.
Because that just tied me up this morning. It just threw me for a curve.
Why?
And we got three vehicles out there just waiting to be used. Yeah. And I'm going out to the space car.
Yeah.
And there was frost on the windows.
Oh, no.
And I didn't have a scraper in the car. It's a
Wait
new car.
A minute. Oh. The space car doesn't automatically sense the frost and start taking care of it before you arrive at to get in there?
You're right. You know, I
would think
of that.
Would,
I expected that.
You think it would do that?
Yeah. Drawn from, I don't know, the heat in the universe and draws it into the windshield. But you know, I didn't have a scraper, and
what you use?
I knew it was
cassette cover.
No,
cassette deck.
No, I knew it. I knew the scraper was in the Prius. But I don't know who the hell in our house locked up the Prius. So I had to go back into the house.
Man,
I grabbed the wrong keys.
That's why were running late this morning.
I grabbed the keys for the Highlander.
Yeah.
And that didn't work with the Prius. So I went back into the house and I got the Prius keys and I got the thing out and I scraped the windows and I finally made it here. But boy, that was just a nightmare.
Were either of the boys awake? They should have taken care of your vehicle.
I would assume that they're probably awake.
Yeah. Well, I thought you had conversations with them.
Every
once
in a while, they'd be up there and they'd have conversations, but not today, not yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Sleeping in.
Sometimes it's pretty cool. You know, I can just sit there and read some of the crazy stories that we feature on Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one today.
Do you?
Yeah. This is the fun one. This is the Reagan quote.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Now, we've played this before on the show at least maybe two or three times, and it has to do with tariffs.
Yeah.
And the story is basically, I'll just give you a heads up on it.
Okay.
Trump canceled negotiations with Canada.
He's mad about something.
Because Canada decided to play the old Ronald Reagan ad. Not ad, but the speech that he gave, or at least part of it.
About tariffs?
Yeah, tariffs.
And, yeah, he's ending the negotiations with Canada now just because they're using that.
Yes.
Up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he
gave the most ridiculous reason. And we'll get to that.
All right.
I mean, you wait till you hear. I was looking for his comment from Truth Social, but you have to have an account with Truth Social to get on Truth Social. Yeah. And I hate Truth Social more than anything. But I may have to end up doing that I'm not going to do that. Everybody manages to steal stuff from True Social anyway for me. So,
mm-hmm. There are new satellite photos of the East Wing demolition now. We can see the before and after. You know, they're trying to hide all this. How do you demolish?
Really?
Yes. But they've now blocked off a park that's across the street. Anywhere where they can get a visual of the demolition and all that.
It.
Now the Secret Service has stepped in and saying, well, this is a security matter now.
Wait, hold on. I thought this was the most open administration ever, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Don't they tell us everything?
They tell us that all the time.
Oh, okay.
But we can't watch the demolition. No. It's demolished. Now it's just a matter of hauling away the rubble. They'll take that to some secret location and then start selling that off. You know, as part of history of the East Wing. Some money on the
So the East Wing is actually going to be a ballroom.
Well, it's going to be a ballroom now.
Right? I mean, that's what the East Wing is going to be. It's going to be a ballroom.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right.
Is there going to be an East Wing that attaches the ballroom to the White House
no,
now?
No, not the drawings that I've seen.
Or just a conveyor belt where we all get on that damn thing. Go from the White House to the ballroom, right?
No, this
like
is
an escalator of some sort.
Nobody gets this. Is not like going to be open to the public or anything. We'll never see
no,
this.
Isn't there, you like, know, tours of the White House?
Well, yes, I guess there are tours of the White House.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, they're always
they still do those, but I don't think they're going to let anybody near the ballroom. That's just for the the buddies.
Oh no, this Trump, is going to be a real display.
Really,
I would assume that if you're out there in D.C., you can't miss the ballroom.
There are rumors they're building a huge bunker underneath there for Trump and his family and his cronies.
Yes, I heard that.
So it's all
because there's already a bunker under the West Wing.
Right, yeah.
But
they need extra bunkers.
Well, I'm thinking they want a high luxury bunker.
Of course they do.
Underneath
a lot of gold in that bunker. Yeah.
Now, you would think that like CJ or my MAGA friend in Milwaukee would be sitting there going, oh my God, what the hell is he doing? Why is he doing this? And they just jump on board the old Trump bandwagon.
Well, can you imagine if Obama had done anything to the White House?
No.
You know, do any significant construction or deconstruction?
He did.
He put in a basketball court.
They ripped him for it.
Yeah.
That was a week-long complaint from the Republicans when he put a basketball hoop.
Right.
on the tennis court.
And it wasn't even a full court. It was a half court, I think.
Yeah, it's a tennis court, and it's split in half, and there was hardly anything there.
Right.
Boy, they couldn't
they
handle that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, everybody reminds me, and the anchors are very good with this. They say, they're really kind of renting the White House.
Yeah, it's not
theirs.
House.
It's not theirs.
Yeah.
So yeah. And he just ripped it down. No advice, no plans, nothing. Nothing.
It is 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Friday morning. And right around the corner, we'll check in with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report, find out what's happening with her. Much more ahead on John and Gordy for a Friday morning on WMDX.
WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Monster savings are creeping in this October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off of mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American-made, locally crafted. Hunt down these monstrous deals before they vanish at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Ballroom dancing. Made a man of me. 1, 2, 3, 4. I just plain adore your ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they'll have ballroom dancing lessons at the new big ballroom.
Next to the White House. Yeah. Yes,
the new East Wing.
You know, that's a great idea. They could open it up as a dance studio.
They could.
And make a little money on the side for dance lessons.
Gee, you
good
think?
Idea. 23 minutes past the hour. It's cold out there this morning. We have a freeze warning in effect till 9 a.m. Right now, 30 degrees here in Madison.
Frost on the car windows, just to let you know. Okay.
Yes.
So there is a freeze out there. Yeah. And let's talk about the freeze. We have Pam Yonke on the line.
Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. I'm going to digress from the freeze for just a moment and comment about the ballroom.
Yes.
I am personally, I am personally honked off by the demolition of the East Wing. I got the opportunity to moderate a White House panel in the East Wing a couple years ago.
Wow.
Invitation of U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack asked me to moderate what they called climate champions. It was stories about farmers and landowners from all across the United States and different things they were doing to try to flex and moderate with the climate. And it was in the East Wing. And I still have the picture up in my office. And, you know, I mean, how many times do you get a chance to do something in the White House? And then I watch TV and it's like, oh, there it goes. There goes right where I stood. There it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, wiping out your memories just like that. right? I mean, that is that's outrageous. Yeah. It's just crazy. And plus, I miss Tom Vilsack. And he was the ag secretary for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two terms. He was with Biden and Obama. So yeah, I send him an email every once in a while. He's also a rabid Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so I no doubt will have to give him a little slice of something before the game on Sunday. But yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't mean to break off your freeze conversation because that was definitely something I noticed this morning. Rooftops, windshields. The first sign that we've got it, we're about 2 weeks late compared to when we normally see frost or freeze in Wisconsin. Normally that would happen between the 4th and the 6th. So we've been able to stretch it out a little bit. The only reason I brought it up for you guys this morning is it's still maybe a little early for some of our Wisconsin potato growers. We were talking with them this week. They had to jump start the harvest because it was so hot. And potato growers have to harvest when the temperatures are as close to about 40 degrees as they can. Mm-hmm. So a lot of potato growers started the harvest at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, because that was when the temperatures were ideal to bring the spuds out of the ground and get them into storage. Now the little rascals are laying out there in the ground, and if the freeze occurs, they've always been described to me as, they said, think of potatoes like a bunch of toddlers on a bus. Don't touch me. Don't move me. They're very picky about how they want to be handled.
Those little rascals.
So the potatoes now, if they accidentally get frozen or something, they can turn into kind of a poison pill when they take them into storage, because they've got these big warehouses where they're piling up potatoes and controlling the temperature and the darkness until you and I need them June of next year. And if you put one bad spud in the middle of that, it has a tendency to touch all the other potatoes and get them, soft and mushy. So our Wisconsin potato growers are going to have to be monitoring that pretty close. But yeah, they always explain it to me. If you want to know how to handle a potato, think about it like a toddler on a bus. Don't touch me. That's too hot. This is too cold. They're just fussy. So,
well, I'll go with little rascals. Yeah. That was warm and fuzzy for me. But here's the thing. You say they dig them up, right? That's the way they harvest them. They let them sit there for a little while. Does that mean that, like an initial freeze isn't going to affect them, but if it's a freeze over and over again, then it becomes problematic for these?
Well, yeah, and remember, they're in the soil. Until they're on top of the soil, they're still insulated. Then we can go for a while. But if for some reason, say they dug them yesterday and didn't get a chance to bring them all in, then that's where they can start to get some soft spots or, one or two that just, for some reason were exposed. But remember, potatoes, carrots, onions, anybody that's got a garden knows you can leave those in the ground quite a little while. And they're still perfectly fine, even after we get, depending on the snow and that type thing. Right. You can leave them in the ground November into almost December and then pull them up, and they're still fine because they're insulated. It's just when they get exposed to that that air that you have to start worrying about their condition.
How about pumpkins? How about frost on the pumpkins this morning?
Fine.
They're fine.
Nah.
Okay, they're cool.
Nah.
All right, no big deal.
Don't worry about them.
Pam, do we have a big
fruit is fine.
Do we have a big pumpkin industry here in the state where they, provide it for the canned pumpkins? Do we have something like that here?
Okay. Take this with you for the rest of the day and share.
All right.
Libby's Canning Company.
Yep.
Libby's on the label.
Yeah, I remember
that. That is the number one pumpkin canning company in the U.S. And almost all of their pumpkins are grown on one farm in Morton, Illinois.
Really?
Hmm.
How exciting a life do I lead that I can share that kind of intrinsic knowledge with you?
Well, Morton, Illinois, is that downstate somewhere?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We'll
it's
share
downstate.
That.
I think they.
Okay.
I can't remember how many acres. I'll try to come up with that before Halloween. How about that?
Okay. All right.
So we'll keep that in the back of our minds.
Good deal.
Well, let's talk about the Argentina beef. I mean, this is such a huge issue now. I watched a whole story on it with Chris Hayes last night. What's going on with that?
Just got a minute. Go ahead.
Well, and what also got interesting is nobody thinks that Argentina beef is going to make it here because China's going to bid it up just to keep it from the United States. And the thing that I thought was very interesting this week, So Trump decides to open the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency offices to try to help farmers. And then he snapped at beef producers that complained about bringing Argentina beef in. Yeah. I guess he's starting to segregate which area of agriculture he wants to side with, because he slammed beef producers for criticizing his Argentina beef move. And like I said, most analysts don't think the Argentina beef is ever going to get here. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that's not a good move on Trump's part, especially.
Pam, we have to leave it there. You have a good weekend. Go Packers.
Yes, we'll go Pack.
Go Pack. You bet. Talk to you Monday.
Thanks
talk
a lot,
to you
Pam.
Monday. It's Pam Yonke, Midwest Food and Farm Reports. Right around the corner next, then we're back with Idiocracy for Friday morning on WMDX.
WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
Is there still any holiday demand out there to help drive dairy higher? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's a question that's difficult to answer these days. We're going to find out why next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is asking himself, is there still some holiday demand out there that could help drive dairy higher? He said trying to come to a conclusion is difficult these days without critical information from the federal government.
I think there is still a little bit of holiday demand right ahead of us. We've been told recently there's a few companies that are kind of hand-to-mouth on spot because, you know, 3 months ago, everyone was talking about how far we were going to slip in cheese going towards $1.50, and we never quite got there. And I think there was a lot of companies that were sitting back waiting to get down to $1.50 and then buying at that price. And when we never got there, as we get closer to the holidays, they're like, well, we're kind of a little bit low on inventory. We should probably get something bought in right now.
Cody Koster, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said if that holiday demand is going to kick in on dairy, it better happen pretty quickly. He said it takes time for that cheese to make it from the manufacturer into the slicing, cutting, and wrapping process before it arrives at potential retail locations. Markets are next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Mixed trading in dairy on Thursday. Barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half to 172 and a half, while AA butter gained a penny and three quarters to 156 and a quarter per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 this morning, 1747. December's up 9, 1694. Currently, December corn's down a penny and a half at 426. November soybeans are down a half at 1044. July new crop wheat up a half. Currently, $5.50 a bushel. Looking for more food and farming news? Check out MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Pam Yonke. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait.
Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween from the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lame.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Okay. It is so frustrating. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning as we open up another edition of Idiocracy.
There's just so much to get to. 6:35. Clear skies this morning. There's frost out there on your windshield, so you might allow a little extra time to scrape that frost out before you drive around southern Wisconsin. The freeze warning in effect this morning for all of southern Wisconsin until 9 a.m. It's going to be clear and sunny today, high around 51. Right now, 30 degrees here. Okay, Idiocracy time.
Well, the big story for Idiocracy today, the biggest idiot of all, Donald Trump, is making dumbass comments again, and boy, have we got one for you today.
So hard to keep up, but we do the best we can.
All right, well, the big story is that Trump has hit the brakes on trade talks with Canada, and he's angry that Canada is airing an advertisement using Ronald Reagan's speech about how dumb tariffs are.
So he's breaking off trade negotiations?
Oh, he's really angry. I mean, this is a quote. Here's a quote from Trump. Ronald Reagan Foundation has just announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement, which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs, okay? So anyway, I know I messed that up. Ronald Reagan Foundation announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement. It's a fake. It is not a fake.
That's what Trump is saying. It's a fake. It's not a fake.
It's not a fake. It's an action. And they even have video. We use the audio clips here, but this is a video. Let's hear what Ronald Reagan said about tariffs and why Canada would want to use this in an advertisement. Let's go with it.
At first, when someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. What eventually occurs is, first, homegrown industries start relying on government protection in the form of high tariffs. They stop competing and stop making the innovative management and technological changes they need to succeed in world markets. And then, while all this is going on, something even worse occurs. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. The result is more and more tariffs, higher and higher trade barriers, and less competition. So soon, because of the prices made artificially high by tariffs that subsidize inefficiency and poor management, people stop buying. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
Well,
So let's experiment with that.
Okay.
Let's do exactly the opposite and see how that works out. Let's prove Ronald Reagan wrong. Maybe that's what Trump is trying to do here. And Canada picked up on this particular speech. They're using it in ads in order to attack Trump and his insistence on putting trade tariffs in place. And at this point, Canada is also experiencing a near recession at this point. It might happen really soon,
yeah.
But they're approaching that.
Mm-hmm.
So things are bad in Canada, and they need to have some kind of negotiation. And now Reagan has kind of inserted himself in here somehow.
Posthumously.
Yes. And okay. And Trump is angry about it. What can you say?
He's not making
a lot of good decisions here, you know, with Venezuela.
No, Canada's one of our biggest trading partners, if not the biggest.
The biggest trading partner is Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole other kettle of fish, isn't it?
Argentina, we're working with Argentina, and now, you know, maybe Brazil will get on board, but, you know, screw Canada.
He gets angry so easily them? And just gets, you know, just... Man, just chill out. You know?
Yeah.
What is the problem?
I don't get it.
I think he's very envious of Ronald Reagan. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Everybody loved Ronald Reagan. And, you know, there's a lot of things that the Republicans revered about Ronald Reagan. And now, you know, Trump has such a huge ego that anytime Reagan's name comes up, he doesn't like that.
I've got a theory here, and I'm just going to throw it out there. It's unsubstantiated, but I mean, it hasn't stopped MAGA from spreading their stuff. So I might as well join the club here. Yeah. But I think, you know, there's all this talk about Trump and having some kind of dementia.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sometimes
dementia is really hard to detect. And when you repeat stories over and over again, it's something you're rerunning in your head that you have created, and that is part of a symptom of dementia. And he does this all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that isn't what the big problem here is. The other problem, if you have a case of dementia, you have people who are advising you.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds like he's being advised about the Reagan video being a fake, a deep fake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what they're telling him in the White House. And he doesn't watch the stuff. He doesn't understand any of the stuff. He doesn't even know that this video ever existed prior to this. So he thinks, well, this is all just created, manufactured, and Canada's using it. That's my theory. I think that this could be an indicator of a real problem. And the fact that he isn't actually running the country at all, he's just taking advice. He's just repeating what other people tell him, like what's going on in Portland.
Well, you could be right, because when he has these open press conferences kind of in the cabinet room where they're just firing questions at him, a lot of times he doesn't know what they're talking
right.
about. And then he defers to somebody else. Is that what they said? Who said that? You know, he doesn't.
And then, of course, you know, he looks like a deer in headlights a lot of times when he's asked those questions.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's just, okay, now he's going to create something new on his feet. He can't do that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones, 608-879-8255. Matt is on the line from Middleton. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. We are truly in the upside down world, because I feel like there's going to be more Republican communism coming as they gobble up corporations, as they cause them to fail in some ways. But as far as Idiocracy, you know, at least President Camacho wanted the smartest people to run things. We don't even have that. We're worse than Idiocracy.
Yes, yes, President Camacho. That's from Idiocracy. And, he was very impressed, you know, because the smartest man in the world was, you know, unfrozen
time. I wouldn't be surprised if we see AR-15s in the Capitol soon in celebration of bills being passed, you know.
Just shooting them off, right?
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
President Camacho.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you for that call.
Whew. Okay. Now, you know, when we talk about Idiocracy, again, you really have to see this movie and think, when we saw this when it was originally released, it was just stupid. It was
so
dumb.
Bizarre.
It didn't seem just, right. Yeah. You know, we thought, well.
Very far off. Far out.
It didn't exactly work. It was just too crazy.
Yeah.
Too over the top. And now, of
course. Here we are.
Now it's moderate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, let's get into something else here. Let's change the subject a little bit. It's a nice trick if you can pull it off. Fed employees usually get furloughed pay during shutdowns, right?
Right. Yeah.
Not getting fired. But now, you know, Trump is firing them and getting rid of them ruthlessly, I'd say. I want to know, do the MAGAs really want to vote for him again? This is cruel stuff to our fellow Americans. Here's NBC4 in D.C., a little report on this. Cut 107 about firing these employees. Let's listen.
Breaking news on a Friday afternoon. Federal workers, many of them our neighbors here in the Washington, D.C. area, are being fired. A post on X from the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt, said rifts have begun, government speak, for reductions in force. In plain English, it means people are being fired in the midst of this government shutdown. How many? One White House source told NBC News a substantial number. Another source said it is in the thousands. Where are they? How will they be notified? We don't have those answers yet. But a spokesperson told NBC News, it's deeply unfortunate that thousands of federal workers will be laid off as a result of the Democrat shutdown. It's unclear if any of this is legal. Doesn't mean it's not happening. It'll be fought over in the courts. In the meantime, those federal employees put in the middle. In past shutdowns, many of them have been furloughed, asked to work without pay, or simply gone without paychecks for some time.
That was me.
But they would eventually get their jobs back. Yeah. Now the White House seems to be pushing the envelope and actually reducing the number of federal employees through firing.
That's right. Now, when I was working for the census, I was on furlough a few times when the government shut down.
And so they just keep your money until the
they do, and then
until
then
it's over.
It's over, yep.
You get a big lump sum.
And they tell you can't work. Can't work. Do not do any work at all. Don't go on your laptop. Don't take care of stuff you didn't finish.
Really?
Just stop cold. Do not do it.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, again, why aren't any of these numbers, these huge numbers of layoffs and firings, why aren't they used in the unemployment report? You would think that that would just escalate, go right through the roof.
Yes.
But nothing's ever really happened with that. Mm-hmm. All right.
They don't have the people to put those numbers together anymore.
That's right.
They've been fired.
Murder hornets. Boy,
are they on the rise again?
Yeah, there's some story of murder hornets.
Shiny object, squirrel.
Yeah, I know. I look up and guy has his hand, and there are two murder hornets dead upside down in his hand. I'm thinking, wow.
Are they invading? Yeah, I don't know.
Must be
a problem.
You know what? We'll find out next week. as we continue that story in murder hornets.
Okay.
All right, let's get to occupying cities. You know, there's something that snaps in the mega mind where they think that this is the safest way to go. We really need to take care of crime. This does it for them, you know, occupying a city with the military, some form of military. That's the way to do it. Police force, not enough for them.
Go after the sanctuary cities.
Yes.
And bring in the military.
Especially, yes, the Democratic cities.
Yes.
By the way, that last story we heard, Democrat, it's Democratic. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's not fall into the Republican way of saying Democrat, okay? That just burns me every time. But let's listen to Chief of Staff Dan Scavino.
Oh.
He was talking about freedom and security, and this is cut 162. Let's get to it.
Okay. Everybody's on the same page, marching in unison to deliver the president's, you know, agenda and his goals in making Washington, D.C. safe again, in making Memphis safe again, Chicago. How can these guys like Chicago, how could they not want to make Chicago safe again? I'll never understand it for the life of me how these people do not want to work with this administration. And I'm talking Pritzker and I'm talking Newsom. How and why?
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
It does. It's stunning how easily they're convinced that if you put a military force in your cities to calm down crime, doesn't seem to be a solution to a problem at all. It seems like a temporary quick solution that doesn't last forever unless you have the occupation.
That's baffling. It is 6:49. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy on a Friday morning. Stay with us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
State Street strolls, lakeside bike rides, and conversations that go late into the night. That's Madison. And that's what you'll hear on 92.7 WMDX. Real voices, real news, real connection. Because this city isn't just where we broadcast, it's where we live. WMDX. Made in Madison, for Madison.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and plenty more. American-made, locally crafted. Check out monster savings all month long at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing.
Talking about the ballroom again.
Oh, yeah.
We are. This is John Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
This is like a gift of gold from Trump, right in our lane.
It really is.
Because this ballroom thing is going to go on for a while.
It is the best example of what he's doing to the rest of the country.
Right? Demolishing it.
And taking it apart with no permission. Yeah. No plans whatsoever. I mean, right. You know, it started off as $250 million.
Yeah.
Then it went up to three.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stories I have with me are just at three, but he increased it to $350 million.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He keeps changing. It's just like all the time.
Maybe more donors are stepping up to contribute money to this thing, so he might as well, you know, build it even bigger and more gold.
Well, what's a few million to billionaires, right? I mean, they get something for it, you know, tax breaks, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. So why don't we play a Daily Show look at the demolition of the East Wing?
Okay.
The government shutdown is now in its third week. Countless federal employees aren't being paid. Food stamps will run out soon. And there's no end in sight. But not to worry. President Trump is working day and night to build a ballroom. It's exactly what you voted for, yes. Coal miners in Pennsylvania. 90,000 gilded square feet for Trump to do the jerk-off dance in. But if you're worried such a renovation might damage the people's house, mm-hmm. let Donald Trump put your fears to rest.
It won't interfere with the current building. It won't be. It'll be near it, but not touching it. And pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I never want to leave, and I'm never going to. I believe it's his favorite building, though. He loves the history, the decor, the immunity from criminal convictions that it provides. But great. The White House itself is going to be fine. They're not going to touch it. They're not even going to touch it.
This morning, demolition day at the White House. Crews tearing down walls as construction for President Trump's 90,000 square foot ballroom ramps up.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like they touched it. I mean, holy shit. Who's his general contractor? Bin Laden and Sons? Apparently not touching the White House turned into demolishing the White House. And for what? Does he really need a ballroom attached to his home? I mean, it would be good to have one room where Barron didn't have to crouch, but still. I mean, they're tearing apart the entire East Wing. I hope there's nothing important going on there.
Constructed in 1902, the East Wing houses the office of the First Lady.
That's harsh. That's harsh. Do you think Trump warned Melania in advance, or did a crane just scoop her up mid-bubble bath?
Yeah, that's it right there. But
yeah,
construction company Bin Laden and Sons.
Yes, just they did have a construction company. His father was a contractor. Yeah,
yeah, that's well, that's true. Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, wow. Yeah. Oh, I that's just an amazing. Let's go to Charles. We got a call from Charles out in Milwaukee. What do you got for us, Charles?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to go back to the whole crime thing. I was saying, I'll say it until the day I die. It's never been about crime. They're not going into the crime areas of these cities. Mm-hmm. I always believed that this was a fake outrage of it's in a crime emergency, so they could actually be able to go into the sanctuary cities mm-hmm. and round up immigrants. And that's what it's always been about. Because like I said, they didn't go into the high crime areas of D.C. They're not going to go into the high crime areas of Chicago. It's all about protecting the thugs, as they call them, the ICE agents. And that's what it's all about. So it's the fake outrage in there. Oh, the Democratic Party don't care about crime. They want the thugs and that to just run rampant and kill people. And they're the ones that's unleashing crime.
Oh, yeah.
You got the biggest criminal at the head of the White House, 34-count felon. It puzzles me when they talk about crime. And then they look at him, and I'm like, what are they thinking? Yeah. Well, no, they're not thinking.
They're not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've got a bigger plan, and we'll be getting to that, Charles, next hour, first thing. It's a big plan. It was revealed on NPR. I've got audio from NPR on this.
Thank you, Charles.
Wait till you hear this. I mean, it's going to be... a shocker for everybody. They're going after everybody on the left.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, or anybody who doesn't believe in the MAGA philosophy, mm-hmm. which is kind of, I don't know what that is anymore. We have a couple minutes here.
Yeah. Bringing this up, I mean, yeah. You know, if you want to get answers to what's really going on, you should go to the House Speaker, you know, Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows everything. You know, he's got his finger on the pulse of everything that the Trump administration is up to.
Do we have that clip there, Don? Let's hear it.
This is Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. So just fielding some questions from reporters about what's happening.
He's in the know.
Yeah.
How comfortable are you with the president apparently seeking $230 million in the Department of Justice?
I I don't know the details about that. I just read it.
I don't know. I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane.
I don't know anything about the meme coin thing. I don't know.
I don't know anything about the dinner. I was a little busy this past week, as you know.
So I'm not following all the twists and turns of the Qatar jet. I haven't looked into the details of the RSC budget. There's lots of nuances. That's the first I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it.
Wow.
I have not heard or looked into any of the details of that. I've been a little busy. I haven't seen the specifics of that, and I don't know. I don't know the details. I just saw a headline this morning. I don't know what you're talking about with the children. Look, I'm not going to make any detailed statement on this because I don't know the details. I've been very busy the last 48 hours or so.
That performance in front of the generals? That
I didn't see it.
It's so dangerous.
I haven't seen it. I can't comment on it. I've been a little busy. That's not my lane. I don't know. I don't know anything about it yet. I've been really busy, as you probably noticed. I don't know what Eric was saying because I only heard just a snippet there. I don't know the context.
You just saw it, Eric. Sir.
He's on top of everything. Huh?
So what is he doing during all this time off?
No. News is next. Then we're back with Savannah Tomei Olson on WMDX and Rocker a little later.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from former President Ronald Reagan criticizing trade tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works. But only for a short time.
Trump writing on social media, he thought Canada was trying to interfere with the Supreme Court decision considering the legality of his tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. Major travel mess up overnight due to a computer malfunction at Alaska Airlines. This traveler frustrated.
We are trying to get back to Portland. Had the last Alaska IT outage in June put me out, so I didn't fly Alaska for a while. And now we're going through it again.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in London right now for talks with two dozen European leaders on ending the war. He's also met with the king at Windsor. Sources in Paris tell ABC News detectives have collected a lot of DNA on the Louvre jewelry robbery. This is ABC News.